Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. What Comic-Con does for entertainment, Connectivit TV wants to realize every year for television. The organizers plan to launch the Big Apple-based public exhibition of the medium's present and future this December. CrossMark Media President Mark Dineen and co-organizer Leo Nadolsky join me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also ahead, Sci-Fi's Wild Card's Future, the latest TCA Summer Tour developments from Los Angeles, and our climate trivia question of the week. One hint for you. Just the facts, ma'am. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, live from New York on Block Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you today by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. Happy to have you with us as we start week two of year 10 of the program All About Television. 85 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. Delighted you're aboard. Got some wonderful people to have you meet over the course of the show. And we invite you, as always, to be part of the show. It's very simple. You have a question, you have a comment, raise your voice, use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. That number is good anyway you're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're shy about using the phone, we have an alternative for you. It's our chat room, SimonApple04 by name, and you can find it on our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. So either way, phone or chat room, we will get you involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk screen, follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. The entrepreneurs behind Connectivit TV will be live with us from Greenwich, Connecticut, outside the Big Apple, after these news notes. Sci-Fi is en route to landing its own epic series, maybe more than one, from Game of Thrones creator George R.R. Martin. Universal Cable Productions, the NBC Universal unit producing a number of series for Sci-Fi and other NBCU channels, is fast-tracking Wild Card, a series based on Martin's long-running anthology books and multimedia projects predicting the aftermath of a devastating Earth-spread virus. Martin will not be involved with this venture due to an exclusive development deal with HBO. However, colleague Melinda Snodgrass will be as executive producer and solo producer for Sci-Fi's film unit, which leads to speculation that Sci-Fi will get this project and any spin-off series from it. Separately, Martin will continue his formulation of Captain Cosmos for HBO and The Skin Train, a werewolf drama for HBO sister network Cinemax. At the three nights of competition, NBC's Rio Summer Olympic ratings are off significantly from London 2012. Viewership for Friday's opening ceremony and Saturday night was down more than 30% each night, with less than 20 million viewers. However, last night's edition, featuring live swimming and several U.S. gold medal performances in the pool, wins, did pop up the rating to 29.7 million viewers and still about 17% off night three in London. The opening ceremonies, incidentally, were the lowest rated on NBC since Barcelona in 1992. Incidentally, Saturday night introduced multiple network primetime coverage for the Olympics for the first time ever. NBC and NBC Sports Network did the groundbreaking honors, with NBCSN pulling 1.5 million viewers, and as noted earlier, NBC Universal had the first Olympic primetime coverage in Spanish last night, which was highlighted by a magnificent soccer game between Japan and Colombia, which ended in a 2-2 tie. Fox is having its turn before the Television Critics Summer Tour in Los Angeles this afternoon. Lisa Levin was the first new fall series in today's spotlight. And just about an hour ago, Mark Burnett announced that he will do an interactive musical game show for Fox called Beat Shazam, based on the popular app. Now some quickies. World Games creator Andy Wachowski is working with Rob Reiner on The Tap, a USA Network pilot set at university in 1969. One Mississippi, Amazon's comedy from Tia De Toro, Louis C.K., and Diablo Cody is set to debut next month. Thomas Cooney is the directing force behind the Tony-winning musical Hamilton and the Emmy-nominated special Grease Live, has formed a new venture with 20th Century Fox Television to organize new broadcast network and cable series. In another 20th Century Fox deal announced last hour, Grease Live producer Mark Platt, also from the Broadway stage, will develop several TV projects getting first consideration there. And Shades of Playboy After Dark, if you remember that late 1960s affair with Playboy president Hugh Hefner, oh, and it's this. VH1 will bring Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, I kid you not, Martha Stewart and Snoop together for 10 episode dinner party series this fall. Celebrities both know are invited. And that's news notes for today. On our first episode ever, back the first Monday of 2007, we introduced you to a project that very few people outside this city knew was happening, the New York Television Festival, an event where independent producers outside the TV system had the opportunity to produce pilots that would be shown festival-like before both the public and network executives, which could lead to development deals and maybe even our shows getting on the air. Ever since our show has been on the air, that festival has become quite big and will be back for its 12th season this October. And there are other festivals now going on around the country. So it's quite fascinating that today we are in part kicking off our 10th year on the air, I should say, with a similar new project that hopes to get on this fall here in New York. It's called Connectiva TV. And as I said in the tease, it plans to do for television what Comic-Con already does every year, both here in New York and San Diego, for the full entertainment theme. Joining me live from Greenwich, Connecticut, just outside the New York City border, are the co-organizers of the event representing Crossmark Media, Mark Denine and Leo Nadolski. Mark and Leo, great to have you with us.
Simon, thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
It is a pleasure to both of you to be on. Mark, starting with you, give us the three big W's about your event. When, where, and why?
It's in New York City, December 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Javits Center. And the why is because there's no event out there in the country that's concentrating on putting viewership and television production together. They're all either business-to-business shows or entertainment shows that are multi-purpose. But there's nothing that's concentrating strictly on creating loyalty, creating connections, creating inside information between the watchers, you and me at home watching TV, and the networks and this new land of digital television, over-the-top television.
Leo, do you consider Comic-Con the blueprint for your event, or are you going to go in a different direction, even though both are public showcases, that you may go off in a different direction?
No, we're going off in a different direction. If you think about Comic-Con, it's for the New Yorkers, you can think of the Javits Center. The general one is out in San Diego. A lot of the activity, well, especially in San Diego, was out on Fifth Street. It's not even in the convention center. So it was an afterthought for the networks and studios to get to those millennial-type folks that they wanted to get to that audience, and that's how they did it, through Comic-Con. And the same thing's happening with South by Southwest. We're not the Fifth Street, or we're not off Broadway somewhere in New York. We are at the Javits Center, all under one roof. So it's not a sideshow, so to speak, with all due respect, but it is the main event.
Well, welcome guests 825 into our chat room. Simon Apple 04. By name, if you have a question or a comment for our guests from Connectiva TV, the new event covering television that will be happening at the Jacob Javits Center here in New York City in mid-December. You can put yourself in the chat room or give us a call, 646-652-2906. And I believe we do have a call already, so we're going to take it. Hello, you're on Tamabi Televised. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Can you guys stop calling me, please? Hello?
I apologize. Hello, this is Simon Applebaum from Tomorrow Be Televised, the promo about television on Radio.
It doesn't matter to me either way, man. You got to stop calling me. My kid is sick. Okay, let's stop screwing around on the phone here.
Well, I apologize, sir, for the crossing of the lines. And Mark and Lee, we apologize for that. However, somebody got into our line, and we apologize for that and apologize that it came over as a burden for the person just speaking on the line. Mark, how long has your company, Crossmark, looked at doing an event like this?
Well, the idea came up a few years ago, but Leo and myself were both doing separate things at the time. The opportunity came up to look into launching a new event. We did a little research. We looked around the marketplace at what was happening. And really, within the last year or so, this seemed like a good idea. We talked and did some research with some of the networks and some of the other people on the production side, if you will, of television, and I use television in its current broadest sense, digital and traditional, and everybody seemed to come back with the same answer that yes, this was a great idea. Nobody's in doing anything like this like Leo said before, kind of the big top. All things TV under one roof, no side noise, no white noise, no other activity. And it came back to being the something that would make sense. And the reason we're launching it in New York is New York's the number one marketplace for television, both in number of TV sets and in number of viewers in the country.
Mm-hmm. Leo, what kind of reaction are you getting from the television community here, as well as the community in Los Angeles and in between?
Well, again, there's a lot of excitement about it now. We've recently had conversations last week with CBS, Disney, ABC, Univision. We've spoken this week so far to Hulu and Amazon Studios, and looking forward to speaking with Sony Pictures Entertainment Television and Lionsgate as soon as they get the Starz merger situated. But there's been a lot of excitement about it because, there's really nothing like it that sits all by itself. And I think it's an opportunity for the fans to really get an idea of what goes on behind the scenes at some of the television shows, because that's what will primarily be displayed as we've spoken to some of the networks. They may have a corporate presence, but it's about individual shows, and we're not really sure at this point, nor are they, which shows they're going to highlight in connectivity this coming December.
Mm-hmm. Mark, do you have exhibitors already lined up, or if not, when will they start lining up?
No, that's what, as Leo said, we're working with these companies that Leo just mentioned, Amazon and Univision and Hulu and CBS and so forth. So what we're doing is we're creating a different type of opportunity for the exhibitor side or the sponsorship side as well, in that every single show out there is everybody's in a 10x10 box or a square presentation or so forth. So part of what we're doing is creating new and interesting ways for these sponsors to present themselves without having to be in a traditional square. So it's a matter of designing and working with the floor how best they can create a presence that is entertaining for the attendees and also is useful for them to get out their information and their story. Where we are starting to also get some vision and get some exposure is we're working with different media outlets like yourself as well. Publications, Variety has just come on board. And we're working with groups like those to get the messaging out. It's interesting, and Simon, you probably know this better than we do even. Being not new to the entertainment or the trade show industry, but being new to the television media marketplace, it seems until people start to recognize you and you've been hanging around long enough, you're an outsider. Well, now it seems like the tide is turning. We're becoming a little bit better recognized. People take your phone calls. You're considered more of an insider in the media marketplace. So we're getting good exposure through well-recognized BNC Broadcasting and Cable, Variety Magazine, IndieNet, which is their online service, the People's Choice Awards, and some other services. So things are finally starting to turn in our favor because we've gotten enough exposure where now we're considered part of the community.
We're speaking with the people behind Crossmark Media, and they're the people behind a brand new event coming to New York City on December 16th through the 18th called Connectivity TV. And as we said, the tease you want to do for television what Comic-Con does for the entire entertainment scene. We've got the head of Crossmark Media, Mark Dineen, and his co-partner, Nina Dolke, to join us live from Greenwich, Connecticut, outside the New York City border, right here this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York as we kick off week number two of year number 10 of the program All About Television. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04, my name is 825 already in the room. This is the first of three episodes we are doing this week, and coming up on Wednesday, we'll be live on location in Manhattan, and we'll be joined by one of the top people in the world of unscripted television. His name is Mark Cronin. He's formed a number of different production companies over his career in the area of unscripted reality work. His latest is called Little Wooden Boat, and it's that production company that's doing one of the top new shows on Bravo right now, Below Deck, and its spinoff, Below Deck Mediterranean. Mark Cronin will be face-to-face with me on Wednesday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And coming up on Friday's episode, among our guests, we will have currently at the TV Critics Tour in Los Angeles. Hopefully he'll be either there or back in his home area by then. The popular TV critic of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Rob Owen. We'll get his thoughts on the tour, the upcoming Emmy Awards, his picks for key Emmy Award winners, and what he thinks this fall season and beyond is going to be. Rob Owens of the Pittsburgh Post Gazette, live with us this Friday, 3:10 Eastern, New York Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Mark, as you know, one of the reasons why we have this incredible boom of original programming is because of smart TV sets and smart TV devices like Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Google Chromecast, Apple TV, and so on. And that's how people are watching Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and Crack and so on and so forth. What kind of conversations are you having with the smart TV people, both sets and devices, to have them be part of your event?
Yeah, we're working with them. We have Roku in a major conversation right now. Not just those guys, but also the cable services that carry the different distribution outlets like Cablevision, now Altice, Time Warner, now is Comcast. And then we're talking with some other companies and working with some other companies that are over the tops like iPoint that goes through Apple and some other groups like that, Flips and Freelance and so forth. What we want to cover is not just the exposure of the products of the production or the television shows themselves, but also give the home viewer an opportunity to see what kind of technology, new services are out there, and how they can watch television going into the future also. So we're going to have those groups on the floor from a sponsorship point of view, but we'll also be including them in different track sessions that will have a full conference program where the people coming to the event, the home viewers, can do two things. They can get a little knowledge. They can learn about how the marketplace is moving forward. And also we like them to get a feel for being a part of the industry, maybe seeing how things are done. For example, having a session being hosted by directors, and they can tell the audience how they're shooting and why they're shooting different angles, how they're telling the characters and the actors to move, or maybe even sessions by some writers or how they're writing story arcs, how they're coming up with new different stories and different ideas every single week. We want people to walk away with some connections and some interesting, excitement, obviously, and entertainment from meeting people from the shows. But we also want them to walk away feeling like they're on the inside, if you will, and have learned a little bit about the marketplace also.
Mm-hmm. Leo, what about opportunities for app developers who are creating apps for Apple TV and Google Chromecast, et cetera, to also be part of this?
Well, we'll have special conference sessions because we do, like Mark was saying, we have a conference hall at the Javits, and there'll be four or five topics. That'll be one of four or five topics regarding apps that we'll have at the connectivity and the development of.
Yeah.
Some of the things that we're trying to make this entertaining as well and include the audience. We're working with actually some data collection companies like Parks, and we've talked to Nielsen. We don't have them, to be fair. We don't have them on board yet. But we want them to walk around and survey with the clients, with the audience and the attendees at the show to, get information and see what they're doing, what they like, what they're watching, how they're watching. But also we're trying to make it fun for them. So we'll include some different games and some different activities where the attendees can be involved and not just be standing there filling out forms and applications. And one of the things, and this isn't done yet, but it's interesting, maybe I'll even ask you what you think, Simon, but one of the things we're thinking about, we're working with one, I can't say who they are right now, but one network where we may ask people or make the opportunity available where people can actually bring in storylines, things like one-page pilots, if you will. And we can guarantee that the storyline will be read, not that it will be picked up and turned into a TV show, but we want to create interactive activity for the attendees coming, the viewers coming, not just that they have to walk around and look at different sponsored booth spaces. So we're coming up with entertainment value activity at the show as well to keep them having some fun, as well as obviously meeting with the stars and hearing conference information and so forth.
Yeah. Great segue, Leo, to the next topic on my card, which is, as you know, we have these television festivals from all over the country, New York included, that now give people who are currently outside or independent of the television universe the opportunity to pitch pilots, pitch television series, and have them be seen, in the case of pilot form, to both a public audience and also privately to network executives. Is there going to be a similar opportunity for people currently outside the system to have their wares showcased in terms of trying to maybe get a deal here?
We are, well, I don't know if you're going to get a deal, you know, right off the bat on site. But like Mark had said, we're working with a group that trying to get them to accept storylines and to the point where, you know, they can, we can guarantee that they'll get read, but we can't guarantee they're going to get picked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that information will be coming out in about the next month or so.
Okay. Mark, along those lines also, we are seeing, in light of what happened with the Oscars this year, we are seeing a lot more developments to try to encourage more women and more women of color to produce, write, and direct new television series. I believe New York Women in Film is involved with your organization. Women in Film just announced with the Blacklist, the popular screenwriting website, which has connected producers with what turned out to be Oscar-winning films like The King's Speech and Slumdog Millionaire, to get connected. Is there any opportunity to open up any opportunities in terms of women of color, people of color, to do some, or at least to get into the topic of diversity? How do we expand diversity in television, or maybe try to showcase some of the ventures like Project Her, We for She, We Did It Together, to encourage some of those people involved with those projects to show up where you are?
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, our doors are open to everybody and anybody. There's no, you know, the opportunities are all there. Yes, we're working with New York Women in Film and Television. We're also working with another group out of California that hopefully will bring a conference program that's specific for women and diversity that you're just speaking about, that they run in a small way out in California. We're trying to partner with them so they'll run it twice a year, once in California and once in New York. That deal is not done yet, but we're in the process of having those discussions. So, yeah, the doors are open completely. But once again, let me go back to saying that this is a consumer show, that the goal is to bring the consumer attendee or the consumer viewer to get more inside information about the industry and to create relationships or understand better what the different networks are showing and what Hulu is showing and Netflix are showing. So while we're going to be open to all diversity, and we'll probably have some content in our conference program on different topics like you just mentioned. We are working with New York Women in Film. We're trying to bring in this very specific a partnership with a very specific conference related to women in the media. We're also a first-year show that can only do so many things for so many people until we start to grow and get bigger and get a better foothold in the marketplace.
We are speaking with the organizer of Connectivity TV. It's a new event coming December 16th to the 18th at Jacob Javits Center here in New York City. We've got the people behind that event, Mark Dineen and Leo Nadolski. They are the president and the co-partner of Crossmark Media, the entrepreneurial company behind this. And they're joining us live from Greenwich, Connecticut this half hour on Tomorrow We Televise. Simon Applebaum, live with you from New York. Delighted you are with us here in this Monday afternoon. We are in the second week of year 10 of the show All About Television, 85 degrees at the top of the hour here in the Big Apple. If you have a question or comment, don't be shy. Use the phone and be heard at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next Monday on Tomorrow We Televise, we will introduce you a filmmaker who bankrolled his own television series, two seasons of it. It's called Money and Violence. It was shot in Brooklyn. The man's name is Moses Bernal. He's the creator, the writer, director. And later this month, Lionsgate will release his series, both seasons of it, which he self-funded, either on his own or through crowdfunding. It will be presented on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And you'll hear from Moses 1 week from today, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And 2 weeks from today, we've got the director of a new Animal Planet documentary special about toucans. If you think toucans are only on the box of Kellogg's Fruit Loops, you have another thing coming when you see Toucan Nation, which premieres later this month on Animal Planet. We will have the director, Paula Meridia, live with us 2 weeks from today, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. And also coming up in about 2 weeks on the program, in another special Wednesday edition, we will have the Emmy-nominated director of photography on Gotham, Crescenzo Natale. We'll have him live right here. That's later this month, 3 Emmys to New Pacific, on Tomorrow We'll Be Televised. Leo, what kind of relationship have you made with Julie Menin, the head of the New York Mayor's Office on Media Entertainment, to get their total cooperation for the show?
Well, we met with them a couple of weeks ago, and they're excited about working with us. And, you know, they're more interested in, you know, trying to find the films and television shows that are going to be made in New York City, which we obviously was what's the bane of their existence. But was at preliminary stages right now, but they're very excited to work with us, and we're excited to work with them as well in promoting the we met with their staff, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Mark, how would you define the progress you've made, given that you're the new players and we have a very full conference agenda for people in television this fall? We have the Independent Film Laboratory is doing their Independent Film Week this week year, and then the Continental Television for the first time in September. We've got New York TV Festival, New York Media Festival, NAB Show New York, NYC Video and TV Week, a lot, which is very exciting. We even have a new television festival happening, a one-day one, coming up a week from Saturday on Long Island. Getting the progress you're making so far, is it better than you thought? Is it are you a little slightly behind? Where do you think you would be at this point a few months away?
I think it's taken us a little time to, like I said before, to kind of get embedded into the marketplace, not from the show side, but from again, the television production companies and the networks understanding who we are, what we're trying to do, and that we're in this market to stay. I think there is, like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of shows out there, but every single show is either a B2B show that's the industry talking to themselves, or it's a wide open entertainment show that touches on some television activity, but not really specific to that marketplace. It's a secondary thought. So I think from the standpoint of the type of show that we are, we are the only one out there. We may be new, but we're bringing a new form of information and connection that can be made, hence the name connectivity, connection between traditional and digital, connection between families, where everybody can go under one roof and see what's going on. And nobody is doing an event like this in the marketplace anywhere in the country.
Yeah. Leo, what kind of response are you getting from the Spanish language players? Telemundo, NBC Universal, Univision, Galavision, Unimas, Mundo Max, and also other players who are doing programming in other languages, like New Tang Dynasty Television, which is based here in New York, that's doing Chinese, but is available around the country, and other programming either for Asian or for other other groups.
Well, we talked with Telemundo briefly. We're still getting involved with them a little bit. Well, we had pretty much extensive conversations with Univision, and Univision, you know, might be the anchor for those stations as it looks right now. We'll know in a couple of weeks that decisions are being made, but there's vacations involved at the corporate level and what have you. So, but we met with them several times, and they're going to be playing a part in the conferences as well.
Right, Univision has a major platform. They're coming out with some new announcements, some new excitement that's going on there. They're trying to steer their mega corporation in multiple different directions that will be new to the marketplace as you know them now. And I think one thing they've said to us is a show like ours is a perfect vehicle for them to get out some of the new messaging that they're trying to bring to the marketplace.
Yeah. And finally, Mark, speaking of messaging, how will you get the word out to drum up public interest and public attendance? What are some of the ways you're looking at to get the word out?
It's going, as you can imagine, through multiple different channels, social media, the industry players, the industry television magazines and publications. But then, you know, it's on. There's nothing wrong, you know, shows like yours, which are an amazing event and amazing opportunity. But there's also nothing wrong with kind of the old school ways of local newspapers, local radio, and getting the message out. Our core base is the tri-state area, but we'll also be promoting up to Boston and down to D.C., anything within a 200-mile radius where we feel people would be willing to drive in or train in. So it makes it that local regional feel. Again, happens to be the number one TV market in the country, so it's a good, you know, it's a great audience to have.
Connectivity TV, a new public showcase for where the medium is at and where the medium is going, will premiere here in New York at the Jacob Javits Convention Center on December 16th, and will run 3 days through December 18th. If you want to know more details about the event and stay in touch as developments go, here's where you go online. It's CrossmarkLLC.com. That's CrossmarkLLC.com. And we will keep you up to date in terms of information on this event as we get it. And we hope that when the event happens, that we will be there in some capacity, either moderating panels. But what I would love to see is the possibility that we could do live editions of Tomorrow Be Televised each day from the convention at the Javits Center, either for an hour, 90 minutes, or 2 hours. We will keep you posted on that initiative as well. Martin and Nina Dolsky, thank you both very much for joining us. Congratulations on the effort to get this off the ground, and we're looking forward to seeing it actually realized in mid-December.
Great. Thanks,
thank you.
Simon.
You're welcome, Mark and Leo. Take care. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thanks,
thank you,
too.
See you soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Martin and Leo Nadolski joining us live from Greenwich, Connecticut. Once again, to find out more details about Connectivity TV, here's the online site, CrossmarkLLC.com. When we come back, our Clapper Trivia question of the week. But right now, after the bottom of the hour, we pause for web identification. You are connected to the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, where the 25 main listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for the Real Weird Sisters. Check them out at what they offer every week, various times, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you can catch the best of BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com, and you can hear the best of BTR in podcast form at iTunes.com, our show included, and also hear and watch on the iTunes podcast app available through Apple TV. If you don't have Apple TV, go to your local Apple store, such as the new one in Waynesburg, Brooklyn, and one coming up at the World Trade Center here in the New York area on the brand-new World Trade Center past building, or online. Welcome back to Tomorrow Be Televised. Happy to have you aboard this Monday afternoon. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New Weber, New York. Our contributing question of the week, maybe a brief comment also, coming up after some words from the fine people at Audible.com. Are you a fan of Dragnet? You know, the classic television series with Jack Webb, Just the Facts Man, that was on both in the 50s and then later on revived in the 60s and revived in other ways too as well, the latest being the L.A. Dragnet version that was done with Ed O'Neill of Married with Children, Now Modern Family fame for a year and a half on ABC. Well, you may not know it, but Dragnet originally was a radio program in the late 1940s. Yes, starring Jack Webb. And if you've never heard Dragnet on radio, you're in for a treat, which you can have anytime by subscribing to Audible.com. Dragnet has a lot of great radio episodes, and they're available to you with Jack Webb and the original cast as well, wonderfully written by Webb, James Moser, other wonderful people who later did the television version. And as I said, it's all yours when you get involved with Audible.com. That's why they're a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information with over 180,000 titles to choose from. And you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you are hearing us on right now through Blog Talk Radio. Remember, if you sign up at audibletrial.com/televised, that's audibletrial.com/televised, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of Audible. Check it out for yourself, see how great it is, and given the fact it's from Amazon.com, you know the customer service is top of the universe. So, be involved. Get your sound going with the best in entertainment, information, and even inspiration, all available to you 24/7 at Audible.com. Remember to sign up. It's audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week, and believe it or not, it's also about Dragnet. And if you are first with the correct answer, you will win the wonderful new book, Twin Peaks FAQ. It's a book all about the classic ABC series of the 1990s, created by Mark Lynch and Mark Frost and David Lynch, which is coming back next year on Showtime. Mr. Frost and Lynch will write all the episodes, and David Lynch will direct all the episodes, with many members of the original cast coming back, and Twin Peaks FAQ covers all that, published by Applause. As I mentioned, the question deals with Dragnet, and it's very simple. In what year did Dragnet premiere on television? In what year did Dragnet premiere on television? If you know the answer, email me. Don't keep it to yourself. Use this email address, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full emailing address, so if you win, we can get that book to you ASAP. And if you're not on the email, don't worry. We have another way to go, Twitter. Use this hashtag, TWBT. That's Twitter, hashtag TWBT. The Twitter option is made available by the wonderful people at Hopscotch. The folks invite you to create your own social soundtrack. Learn how at www.hopscotch.com. That's www.hopscotch.com. Again, the Twitter address is hashtag TWBT. So use email or use Twitter. And if you just came in and missed the question, don't worry. I will post it tomorrow morning on my own Facebook page and my own Twitter hashtag, which is at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And we will repeat it on Wednesday when we go live on location here in New York with Mark Cornyn of Below Deck and Below Deck Mediterranean, among our other guests. So check it out. Be part of our class community question. Remember, you got to be in to win it. So be in and have your chance to win. And finally, before we go, a quick comment about the Olympics. We told you on Friday about the Spanish language breakthrough with the Olympics, the first ever primetime coverage last night from NBC Universal from 8 o'clock on. It was highlighted by a magnificently played soccer game between Japan and Colombia. Colombia went out in front 2-0. Then Japan came bouncing back within minutes to tie the game, came very close to winning the game. But it ends up in a tie. It was an amazing game. Both teams played well. And by the way, they were the only folks to show the game live, which is why multiple primetime Olympic coverage should be the norm. So a great, great work by NBC Universal and their production team to make it happen. As we said on Friday, it's unfortunate that this will not be an every night occurrence. It will be selective, but at least it's a groundbreaker. What we didn't know and we found out on Saturday night is that we had multiple English language coverage for the first time of the Olympic Games in prime time. It was NBC and it was NBC Sports Network. And the NBC Sports Network coverage was wide variety. Most of the events were live. And as we mentioned in the news notes, they ended up with 1.5 million viewers. So it goes to show you that, yes, NBC should definitely consider multiple primetime network coverage of the Olympic Games, just as they do in the daytime, and they use all their available networks, from CNBC to MSNBC, NBC Sports Network, Bravo, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I understand, by the way, that Bravo may also have been in primetime running tennis matches live for Rio de Janeiro. So if there's a lesson to be learned, it's this. Yes, NBC is under the gun for having lower ratings than the London games, at least in prime time, although they did bounce back significantly last night. We'll see what happens the rest of the way. But two things NBC should definitely consider: making prime time multiple network coverage in English and Spanish language coverage a must every night of Olympic Games, winter or summer. Coming up Wednesday on Bobby Televised, our special edition will be live on location, and we will speak with unscripted executive producer Mark Cronin of Below Deck fame on Bravo. We'll talk about what he's doing with that series, as well as his new production company, Little Wooden Boat. And coming up on Friday, joining us live will be Pittsburgh Post-Gazette TV critic Rob Owen. He'll either be at the TV Critics Tour in Los Angeles, he'll be winding down, I believe, on that day, or he'll join us back in Pittsburgh. That's all coming up later this week. We have some other guests, too, so stick around and join us 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, Wednesday and Friday, right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Remember, if you came in late on today's program, missed our interview about Connectivity TV, or you haven't heard Tomorrow We Televise at all, and you want to catch up an episode you missed, well, we want to give you a chance to catch up. And it's so simple. It's anytime, and you can do it just by going to our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/televise. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/televise. Both of our episodes from Wednesday and Friday this past week, the first week of our year 10, has had already nearly 50 replays each, and we appreciate all of you for checking us out. So go to our homepage and check it out for yourself why we are the program all about television. Remember, you can also check us out on podcast, and you can do that through iTunes.com and hear and watch us on the iTunes podcast app through Apple TV. Either way, you can download us to your smartphone or tablet, take us on the go, and showcase us to others. That's iTunes.com, the podcast version of our show. You can also find other Blog Talk Radio podcasts as well, some of the favorites, and even some newcomers, too. You'll find them at iTunes.com and the iTunes podcast app. Don't forget to check out my Tomorrow We Televise columns. They run regularly in Jack Meyer's Media Village website. That's MediaVillage.com. More about the world of television, where it's at, and where it is going. And we also have BK Live, which is taking a production break this month, and we'll be back the day after Labor Day. I do a Tomorrow We Televise segment every week, usually Monday or sometimes Tuesday, and you can find those segments from this past year at www.youtube.com/BRickTV. That's youtube.com/BRickTV. Well, we love hearing from you. We want to hear your thoughts about where TV is at and where it's going. How do you do that? Again, email simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're from. And it's a great way to also let us know what favorite shows you like that you think deserve more attention. We have a regular feature on the program. We call it A Show to Know, where we highlight a program that, for some reason, falls under the cracks of journalists and people like myself covering the medium, or it's not well marketed, promoted, or publicized. So if there's a show like that you like, you think deserves more attention, let me know. If we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, will get the credit. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. SimonApple04@yahoo.com. So that's how you get involved in our class trivia question of the week and win prizes that we offer every week. Remember, you can also find me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter at UBCSimonTWBT. That's UBCSimonTWBT. However you communicate, we appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, the creator and chief executive of this very enterprise, Mr. Alan Levy. Tomorrow's show is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company. Remember, for a 30-day trial and one free audiobook of what Audible.com provides with over 180,000 titles to choose from, go to this URL and get set up at audibletrial.com/televised. audibletrial.com/televised. For tomorrow be televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We are back Wednesday, live on location, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific. You know where, Blog Talk Radio. Please be safe and be great out there. And until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.